Today I'm up in Garforth, or Garforth if you're from the south, with James Lewis, who's standing in the Elmerton-Rothwell constituency. James, what's the approach you've been taking locally in terms of getting out and about?
We've been out canvassing, knocking on people's doors. We've also been holding street stalls in the main streets and marketplaces of the towns and villages that make up the constituency. We've been out delivering leaflets and surveys as well.
What are the big things that you're picking up from the local people?
I think people want to know what's going to happen to the economy in the years ahead. We've been through a very difficult global economic recession, which has affected people. And they want to know what the future of the economy is. How do we grow the economy to keep creating jobs? People ask me in a very, very simple way, which is what jobs are my children and grandchildren going to do? And I think that's why it's really important we look at a lot of the new technologies and green industries that are coming, and also a lot of the new infrastructure projects like the high-speed rail link, which will create skilled jobs in the future. We need to get that training in place as well to make sure that children and young people are able to take up these opportunities in the years ahead.
And obviously the manifesto was launched yesterday. What's the main part of that for the local area that you're representing, do you feel?
I think it's about how we build, again, it comes down to the economy. I think it's how we build new industries for the future and how we make sure that when the prosperity of the country starts to rise again, everybody's sharing in that. Particularly pensioners as well. So we've tied the basic state pension rise to earnings so that pensioners are getting a fair deal.
Thanks.